For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, that was a very difficult today. The good thing is this practice squad has been enhanced over the last year and a half. So, yeah, I think we had to trim by 27, but 16 of them are going to come back tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we're still working through that as we speak. So that was a little bit more easy to deal with, a little easier to deal with than just see you later. So we have a good chunk of guys we plan on, if they don't get claimed, coming back.
That is Urban Meyer. Couple of those guys already coming back. Doug Costin and Divine Azigbo to the practice squad. Now, I think they would have liked to have Colin Johnson back on the practice squad. That's not happening. Quincy Williams, not sure what they would have done with him. He's been picked up. Johnson picked up by the Giants. Quincy Williams by the Jets. Ben Ellefson, probably a practice squad kind of guy, picked up by the Minnesota Vikings. And who am I missing, Austin Lane? Jake Luton. I think they would like to have him on the practice squad, but Seattle picks him up on the waiver wire. So they lose last year's sixth-round quarterback. So they'll just go pick another sixth-round quarterback, most likely.
No, I mean, you got enough sixth-round picks for sure. But at the same time, I mean, you need a quarterback for this year because you have to have three quarterbacks on the roster, you know, whether it's two on the 53 and one on the practice squad. But you definitely need at least three guys in your roster.
Yeah, that's interesting. Who could they pick up? Who might they pick up?
I'm kidding.
Him on the practice squad.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
You know, here's what's fascinating. You know, all three quarterbacks from last year that played, Glennon, I believe, is with the Giants. Luton now with the Seahawks. And obviously Minshew goes to the Philadelphia Eagles. All three quarterbacks that played in games last year for the Jaguars and went 1-15 are gone. Maybe that's not the worst thing in the world.
No, it's not the worst thing in the world by any means. And was Glennon a sixth-round pick? No.
I think he was a third-round pick. Was he a third?
Third-round pick, yeah. Carrying in the college.
Yeah, he's NC State.
Nailed it. Nicely done.
You're welcome. I got it. Yeah. I nailed it. Yeah. All right, let's go back. We haven't talked to Jags here in a little bit, but the waiver wire has been quiet for the Jags. Unless I've missed something, I can't find another guy picked up other than Tyron Johnson. That's a nice get. Everybody believes that. The number one priority, the Jags got, well, one of the top priorities probably out there. But that's it, man. I mean, they must be pretty comfortable with the roster they have, at least for now. I think by this time we thought maybe they'd be more active, and they're pretty quiet outside of the receiver from the L.A. Chargers.
Yeah, you know, in terms of veterans that get released, sometimes you want to see if they actually clear waivers because then you can kind of restructure their deals a little bit. Obviously, if you take them on the waiver wire, you kind of have to match what their contract is. You absorb that contract. So I'm not sure in terms of, like, how many veterans they're looking at. You know, I mentioned a guy yesterday, like, Pernell McPhee, who Joe Cullen has a lot of experience working with. Now he is on the older side, but in terms of stopping the run, I thought he did a great job that last year for the Baltimore Ravens. Is that a guy where can you restructure his deal a little bit, you know, and offer him just kind of a basic deal and then get him on the team? Now, I get it. Edge and defensive end aren't really that of need right now because you are so deep at that position, but that's just an example of, you know, a veteran guy that can maybe you can bring in.
Yeah, I think that is important. I mean, this could be a slower process. And, again, it shows some comfortability with what their roster looks like right now. Next, they get a receiver. We think running back and tight end could be possibilities. They've got a lot of numbers on the defensive side. If you had to pick a spot, would it be running back? Are you still stuck on the third down running back type, a different kind of change of pace back if you can find one?
I'm stuck on tight end, right, because – you can obviously always improve that.
So would that be top priority for you, though? You'd go find a better tight end over a third down back?
Well, I mean, the fact that you have Azigbo back, like, if you truly, I mean, now he's on the practice squad, let's be honest. But and also, breaking news, the Jaguars actually just announced their practice squad.
I know. I just got it. Yep.
Yeah. Do you want me to go off the names?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we got wide receivers. We got Jeff Cotton Jr., Philip Dorsett. Josh Hammond, Devin Smith, Laquon Treadwell. At running back, you got Nathan Cottrell, Devon Ozigbo, offensive line. I wish I didn't do this now. Brent, go ahead and take it home, man.
Offensive line, you got Badara Traore.
Yeah.
We think Laquon Treadwell signed to the practice squad. Mm-hmm. Trevor Wallace Sims.
There you go.
They waived Daniel Okwale. So I wasn't stunned that he made the team. Now he gets waived. So that's interesting. But that has to make room for a guy like Tyron Johnson, right? You had to get rid of somebody. And they released Josh Jones from the team's reserve injured list via an injury settlement. So Josh Jones on his way out with the Jacksonville Jaguars along with Okwale. And you said it, Lorenzo Burns, Doug Costin, Jeff Cotton Jr., Nathan Cottrell, Philip Dorsett, Josh Hammond, Casey McDermott, Devon Ozigbo, Brandon Rusnak, Devin Smith, who made the nice play the other day. Mm-hmm. And then a couple offensive linemen along with Laquon Treadwell. So, you know, we thought there was a lot of competition at that receiver spot. They end up getting Treadwell back, Dorsett back, and Hammonds. Jeff Cotton Jr. had a couple of nice plays. So practice squad, that's not bad for the Jags to recoup those guys. And Ozigbo, I was a little surprised Ozigbo got cut. Mm-hmm. So to have him back on the practice squad, they took a calculated risk, right, that they could get him through waivers.
Yeah, and a guy that you liked a lot, Doug Costin, is also coming back on the practice squad as well. Now, depending who they get at quarterback, you may have the Super Bowl of all practice squad teams for a 7-on-7 match because you do got some talent at the wide receiver position. You know, I mean, you have guys like Devin Smith. Once again, how much does he have left to offer? We'll see. But he did flash a little bit with that nice catch. You have Laquon Treadwell, who the team seems to like with Urban Meyer. I think as far as a practice squad's concerned, let's not get too excited over it, but you like what you see there.
Yeah, I think what's important, too, to note, this is why the receiver heavy and the running back stuff with Cottrell and even Ozigbo, I think is really important on the practice squad. I'm not saying you get a lot of other guys don't get injured. But I think you have some depth at the other positions. Like offensive line, they have 9 offensive linemen. You'd have to get quite a few guys injured to have to then go steal somebody off the practice squad, right? And it's hard to keep offensive linemen on the practice squad anyway because everybody always needs offensive line help throughout the year. Defensive line, they've got a lot of bodies. Well, they've got some depth because of the numbers. I always think receiver and running back, someone you should be able to have comfort with on the practice squad, be able to pull up for a game or two if needed, rather than just go sign somebody off the street. And the Jaguars, if you look at their practice squad, you're allowed to keep 16. They've got 13 on this one so far, so they have a few open spots still. Well, they have familiarity with these guys. I mean, Devin Smith, very little familiarity, but obviously Urban Meyer has some. And then some of these other players like Laquon Treadwell, who's been with them. Cotton, obviously, who's been with them now a little bit and performed nicely. Hammond, who I think is a reliable guy, just doesn't bring a lot from a speed standpoint or this crazy skill set standpoint, but he's reliable and he catches everything at sight, in my opinion. So at least they have those guys. And Ozigbo, as you mentioned, if they need someone in a pinch, they've got familiarity with the offense, with the other players on the offense, and then they can just go pull them up from the practice squad. I always think that's pretty important, especially at the wide receiver and running back position.
No, for sure. And especially since, you know, traditionally you keep a lot more offensive linemen and defensive linemen for depth purposes, where if a guy does go down, you can go to the next one right away and reload. You know, the wide receiver position has to be taken a little differently in the approach. So, yeah, I think that usually you're going to see a lot of skill position guys on the practice squad just because injuries are prevalent there, and you always need the next man up. So if you have a great crop of guys you can rely on, you feel good about it.
And you're allowed to keep some of the veteran guys on the practice squad now. So that's why, like, years past, you'd never see a guy like Dorsett on the practice squad, right?
For sure, for sure. So Cam Newton for practice squad. Let's go ahead and make that happen.
Hey, I actually was thinking of this, okay? I probably should save this still football at 5, but heck, I'm talking about it, so let's do it right now. If Cam Newton said today, there's no way there's 32 quarterbacks better than me. Do you agree with that?
Whew. Well, I mean, essentially what you're asking me is, can Cam Newton right now start in the NFL on a team and be better than what they had before he got there? And as I'm thinking off the top of my head, I'm trying to think of, like, what team. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I think it's close with Andy Dalton, but you have Justin Fields eventually going to come in, right? So
yes.
I'm not even going to count that one. I don't think there is a who's Washington have again?
Well, here we go, right? Yeah. I'll run right down the list. Buffalo, no. Patriots, he just lost the job. The Jets are committed to a young guy, and I'd rather have Zach Wilson. Miami Dolphins, Tua. Is that debatable? We haven't seen enough from Tua to know that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to – like, if I was the Dolphins, I'm not going to bring in Cam Newton to start over Tua. There's no way.
It's
one
thing if you trade for Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
It's a little different if you're bringing in Cam.
Yep.
The Browns, no. Baltimore, no. Pittsburgh, no. Cincinnati has Joe Burrow. The Colts have Carson Wentz, we think. The Titans, of course, have Tannehill. Better. Houston, well, to be honest with you, they could probably bring Cam to Houston and they'd be better off.
You think he's better than Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Okay.
I don't know why I dislike Tyrod
Taylor. Yeah, man,
Taylor so much.
You can't stand Tyrod Taylor. It's insane.
I feel bad. Like, it's nothing personal, really.
Nothing personal. I'm sure when that guy got his lung punctured, you're probably popping the old, I don't know, whiskey you got in the cellar or whatever. Like, oh, babe, we're celebrating tonight. Tyrod Taylor's lung just got popped.
Do we know Brent's the one that did it?
Have we
seen that guy and Brent in the same room before?
Might have been you. I think you're out that week. What were you doing?
Listen, if you're a Houston Texans fan, okay, and you're going to play the Jags in week one, do you like rolling out Tyrod Taylor, or would you say Cam Newton I'm giving you instead?
Who's more of a game manager?
I think I'd pick Cam Newton.
Oh, Brent. Oh, man. Okay. So, yeah, I think
so you wouldn't.
I would probably go Tyrod Taylor in Houston's situation. I would probably go Tyrod Taylor. I think the ceiling is higher for Cam Newton, but let's be honest. If you're Houston right now, you're just trying to stay in ball games. So give me Tyrod.
All right. So Houston's kind of on the bubble, though. It's at least in a conversation for Cam.
It's in the conversation.
Jacksonville is not. Kansas City is not. Denver has Teddy Bridgewater, mm-hmm. right? You take Teddy.
Yep. Yes.
I'd take Drew Locke over him right now, to be honest.
I would, too.
Derek Carr, yes. Herbert, yes. Washington, I mean, Fitzpatrick's better than Cam, isn't he?
Oof. I mean, from the passer standpoint, yes. I would say right now he is.
Yeah, I mean, he's just done more recently to give you hope, too.
Exactly.
Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts or Cam Newton?
Jalen Hurts.
I'm not sold on Hurts, but I would. I want to see.
I know you're not.
I want. I mean, and probably I'd take Minshew over Cam Newton, quite frankly.
There you. Okay.
Would you take Minshew over Jalen Hurts?
Not yet. Not yet. Listen, the bottom line, I don't necessarily agree that they should be committed to Jalen Hurts, but they are.
Yeah.
And let's see what we got now. Now you're pot committed. So I would not say Minshew right now over Jalen Hurts, but I'm not surprised at all by week 7 if that's the way they go. And I do say Minshew over Joe Flacco, no doubt about it. The Giants, Daniel Jones.
Hmm.
Austin?
Hmm. Now let's have a serious conversation about that. How have the Giants been with Daniel Jones? Couldn't get much worse. Brent? Couldn't get much worse, could you?
I can't believe you let your bias
Couldn't get much worse, though, huh? Brent, can we have an honest conversation about this, please?
Daniel Jones is going to light it up this year.
Hey, okay. Because, you know, he put that last preseason game, and thank God we didn't do a quarterback grade for him because I watched that game. Woo.
Casey, I understand that you're afraid of 6'6", 245 Austin Lane sometimes, and he walks by in the studio. But Daniel Jones or Cam Newton?
Brent, I'm going to be real with you.
Be real, Casey.
Daniel Jones.
Be real.
The same reason that I would take Cam Newton over Tyrod Taylor is the same reason I take him over Daniel Jones, and that's because he's won something ever.
Let's go! And you know, if he has like a 70-yard touchdown run, he's not going to trip and fall at the 10-yard line and be a meme and bring shame on the New York Giants.
Bring shame to me.
What does Daniel Jones have in that organization is what I want to know. Because the fact the guy gets another year, another shot at it, is just baffling to me.
I love you, DJ.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I love you, man.
We'll see.
You're the only one.
I can't wait till you light it up.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl for DJ.
Hey, where do you think DJ's jerseys are right now in terms of jersey sales? You think they're running to get a Daniel Jones jersey? Nah, man, Saquon Barkley.
Probably below Tim Tebow. Still.
Man, I bet Daniel Jones' own family has Saquon Barkley jerseys. They're like, yeah, I mean, we could have got the number 8, but, I mean, you know, it's Saquon.
Yeah, it's Saquon. Hasn't played in 2 years.
Well, people are more excited about Saquon Barkley than they are Daniel Jones.
All right, the Cowboys are Dak. Chicago, obviously, you just said. Minnesota, no question. Detroit, they've got Goff. You want Goff, right?
Yeah, Goff. Yep, for sure.
I'm not a huge Goff guy, but I think I'd take him over Cam. Green Bay is Green Bay. New Orleans, Jameis over Cam?
I'm taking Jameis. I just think of what they're trying to do with that offense. It's got to be Jameis.
Sam Darnold over Cam.
I know, right? I got to take Sam Darnold. I do.
Do you go back to Carolina? Tampa, we know. Atlanta, we know. San Francisco, they got two. Arizona, Kyler. Seattle, Russell. Los Angeles, Matthew Stafford. I mean, seriously, if you want to, you can have your Giants. I'll take Houston. And outside of that, there's two spots for him to go. Like, I don't know if he's right. And it's debatable on both of those.
Yeah.
He might not be better than any of the quarterbacks in the NFL.
No, I mean, Giants are definitely a team to watch here. Definitely one to watch. But, no, I think if you're Cam Newton, you got to have the realization that you're going to be a backup someplace. And I feel like I've been saying this forever, but, like, I think Buffalo would be the perfect fit for him. Because you get a little Josh Allen-esque from Cam Newton. You know, he's not Josh Allen, but at least it's kind of comparable.
Yeah, I think I could say, you know what?
Especially going to Super Bowl. I mean, they're a pretty solid team.
Who's the backup with the Titans?
Ooh, good call. Look that up quick.
Because I feel like he could do some of the things they'd want you to do.
Let's see here. We got backup Tennessee Titans. Logan Woodside, because they just let go of Matt Barkley. So they got Logan Woodside. So, yeah.
If you wanted to be a backup, the Titans wouldn't be a bad spot, and I agree on the Bills front that could fit the style as well. Yeah. And obviously some familiarity with McDermott, too, over the years.
Hey, Casey, you know what I'm excited for next year around this time is talking about where Daniel Jones is going to be the backup of. That's going to be a fun one. All right? Hey, make sure you got a song ready for that one.
I hope Daniel Jones brings me to the Pro Bowl with him. We'll be back. Action Sports Jacks on ESPN 690. We're live at Porsche Jacksonville here on Atlantic Boulevard, part of the Fields Auto Group, all the way until 6 o'clock. Come on out, say hello.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit different. Just a lot of it's terminology. You know, some of the route concepts are the same, but a lot of terminology is different, and some of the protection schemes a little bit different. So, I mean, it took a little time to kind of get that stuff down. But, you know, anytime I can try and bring anything to the table, whether it be a game plan thing that I can remember from, you know, Kyle's offense, you know, I'll definitely speak up about it and bring it to the table.
Who is that?
What you mean? That's QB2.
Oh, that was Beathard today. I was trying to think. I was like, Kyle's offense. Oh, yeah, CJ Beathard. That is QB2. Brent Martineau back here at Porsche Jacksonville. Brand new 42,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility. Still right here on Atlantic Boulevard. You got to check it out. We're right at the Gourmet Cafe. So it's a great place to be. A lot of people coming in and out. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, you can see the shop right behind us here at Porsche Jacksonville, part of the Fields Auto Group. By the way, Fields Cadillac and Cadillac in general be title sponsor for our Action Sports Jack Stream 18 once again. So hopefully you can come on out September 20th at the Golf Club at Southampton. Register to play. A few spots available. ActionSportsJacksDream18.com. We'll also be firing up a silent auction on the weekend. So have a couple of weeks to bid on some items and help out some charities with St. Michael's Soldiers and the North Florida Junior Golf Foundation as well. Thanks to everybody at Cadillac and Fields Auto Group as well. Brent Martineau here. Austin Lane in the studio, along with Casey and South Beach Gary on the line. Before we hit the top of the hour in football at 5, what you got today, South Beach Gary?
Hey, guys, I had some practice squad questions, please. I know a team can't take another player from another team and put them on their practice squad. They have to make it on the 53. How is it done? The players are put on waivers, and then if they're not claimed by anyone, the team can sign them to their practice squad. Is that right?
Yes.
And once they're signed, then another team's not allowed to take that player from that team. Is that correct?
Well, they can, but they have to put them on their 53-man roster. So if the Jags go poach somebody off the Chiefs practice squad, they have to be on the 53-man roster. You can't just go take them and put them on your practice squad.
Okay, but, I mean, does the other team get compensation then for that player? Or
no.
No.
So you can take any player off any other team's practice squad, even when they're signed, as long as you put them, but they have to go immediately on your 53-man, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Now, if you poach a player off the practice squad, the team that you're poaching from, I think they have an opportunity to put that practice squad player on their active roster. That's what happened to me, and that's why I got released from Detroit, because they had a practice squad offensive lineman. New England was trying to poach the offensive lineman off the practice squad. Detroit didn't want that to happen. I got released, and they signed the offensive lineman in the 53.
Okay, and my other question is, the guys that are on the practice squad, can you sign them onto your regular 53 the whole year, or does it have to be done within a certain amount of weeks, or can you do it throughout week 1 through 17?
Say that question again. Make sure I comprehend
the guys that are on your practice squad, can you sign them to your 53-man? Does it have to be done within the first few weeks of the season, or can it be done any time during the season?
It can be done any time. And, you know, remember last year, too, you could bring up a player on a game day for a couple of times, part of these 16-man rosters because of the COVID stuff and everything. I got to double check if that's still a thing, Austin. I don't know if you heard that's still a thing, where you could bring a guy up on two different occasions just for game day. That's off your own practice squad, and then you could place him back on the practice squad by, like, Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's still in place or not. I remember, I think, when I played, it was you had to play for a minimum 3 games, and then you could go back down, I thought.
I think you're right about there. I think there is a minimum play. So.
Thank you for coming to our 10-minute TED Talk on practice squads.
Yes. Well, actually, I got a question yesterday about, like, the difference between waived and released, and it's all about service time.
Yeah.
You know, like if you've been in the league for, I think it's more than 4 years, well, then you're released because you can go sign right away with everybody else. If you're less than 4 years, you're waived. You have to clear waivers.
And then you can
and
go.
And then you can go
yeah.
To anybody else. So, yeah, it's kind of a – it can be tricky. And then the last couple of years, it's a lot of that's changed because of COVID and some of the rules they put in, and now these expanded practice squads. Remember, just a few years back, it was only 5, I think, on a practice squad. Then went to 7, and now in the last couple of seasons, it's 16. Football at 5 coming up. A lot more to talk about, including the Saints and Packers in Jacksonville. Week 1, are you going to go? More on the details of that coming up on Action Sports Jacks on ESPN 690. We're live from Porsche Jacksonville, part of the Fields Auto Group, here on ESPN 690.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.